I've lived much of my life in ways beneath the mountains, but I have never known anything like this. The mines of Moria are intricate beyond my imagination.
And the memories of my journey through those dark paths long ago are of little help now. Let us explore this way.
What's happening? Are we lost?
I don't like it.
Do not be afraid.
Oh, but I am.
I have been with Gandalf on many a journey, if never one so dark. There are tales of greater deeds of his than any I have seen. He will not go astray, if there is any path to be found.
I hope you're right.
Come! This is the way!
Take it up! This is where you tread. There are holes and pitfalls everywhere.
Take care! There is a crack running across our path.
How are we to get over it? It must be 7 foot wide.
Jump over it, Peregrine Took.
Oh. Listen to the water down below. It must be hundreds of feet, or I can't jump.
Come on! Follow me!
Take my hand, Pippin. We'll jump together.
As these dangers became more frequent, their march became slower. A deep uneasiness, growing to dread, began to creep over Frodo.
Nothing but darkness and the sound of our feet. That's Gimli. Boromir. Legolas. But who's that? Bare feet? Pattering alone. But not hobbit feet. No, I must be imagining it. No! It's there!
We must halt a while. Three passages ahead. Each of them seems to lead in the same general direction. I've no memory of this place at all, and I'm too weary to decide. I expect that you're as weary as I, or wearier. We will stay here for what remains of the night.
Night? Here, day and night are one. It is ever dark.
But outside, the late moon is riding westward, and the middle night has passed. We must find somewhere to rest.
There's some sort of chamber over here.
Steady. You do not know what is inside yet. I will go first. And it is as well that I did so. Come here, all of you. Do you see that great hole in the middle of the floor?
This seems to have been a guard room made for the watching of the three passages. That hole was plainly a well for the guard's use.
Come. Let us make ourselves as comfortable as we can.
Ooh. There's a chill air comes up from that well. Wonder how deep it is. Let's try dropping a stone down it. Nothing. Will it ever reach the bottom?
What was that?
Nothing at all. Just dropped a stone down the well.
Fool of a Took! This is a serious journey, not a hobbit walking party. Throw yourself in next time, and then you'll be no further nuisance. Now be quiet!
What's that?
Shh!
Was the sound of a hammer, or I've never heard one.
Yes, and I do not like it. It may have nothing to do with Peregrine's foolish stone, but probably something has been disturbed that would have been better left quiet. Pray do nothing of the kind again. Let us hope we shall get some rest without further trouble. You, Pippin, can go on the first watch as a reward.
Pippin sat miserably in the pitch dark, but after an hour Gandalf relieved him. And the last thing Pippin saw, as sleep took him, was the old wizard huddled on the floor smoking his pipe. 6 hours later, Gandalf roused them all from sleep.
I have made up my mind. I do not like the feel of the middle way. And I do not like the smell of the left-hand way. There's foul air down there, or I'm no guide. I shall take the right-hand passage. It's time we began to climb again.
For 8 dark hours they marched on and met no danger. The passage wound steadily upwards until suddenly it vanished. They seemed to have passed through some arched doorway into a black and empty space.
I chose the right way. At last, we are coming to the habitable parts. And my guess is we are not far now from the eastern side, but we are high up, a good deal higher than the Dimrill Gate. From the feeling of the air, we must be in a wide hall. There used to be great windows on the mountainside, but it is night outside, and we cannot tell until morning. In the meantime, we'd better go no further. Things have gone well so far, and the greater part of the dark road is over. But we are not through yet, and it is a long way down to the gates that open onto the world. Let us rest, if we can.
There must have been a mighty crowd of dwarfs here at one time. And every one of them busier than badgers for 500 years to make all this. And most in hard rock, too. What did they do it all for? Well, they didn't live in these darksome holes, surely.
These are not holes. This is the great realm and city of the Dwaradelph. And of old it was not darksome, but full of light and splendour, as is still remembered in our songs.